Hi, this is Billy Kirk, the principal of Lumpkin County High School. In the Principal's Podcast, we set out to discover the stories and backgrounds of Lumpkin County High School staff, both within and beyond our school campus. Our goal is to uncover the varying personalities and hobbies of our exceptional staff and students, not only in the school system, but get a glimpse into their lives. This podcast is produced and directed by our fabulous students here at Lumpkin County High School. Some of the questions we will be asking: who are you really? What passions drive you to be uniquely you? What drives you? What inspires you? What makes you smile? How do you measure success? These are the questions we present for this episode's featured star.
Hi, my name is Colton Gilreath, here with the Podcast Journalism Tribe. And in honor of Veterans Day here at Lumpkin County High School, we were very honored to get to interview two veterans, one from the Vietnam War and one that served in Desert Storm, to get to hear their stories.
Hi, I'm Colton Gilreath, here with Billy Dale, and we're going to be talking about his experiences in the Vietnam War. So, when and why did you first enlist?
I got drafted into the Army in August of 1968.
And when did you get out of the Armed Forces?
June the 1st, 1970.
What was your day-to-day like in the Armed Forces?
Before I went to Vietnam, I was in training, and it was pretty good. It kept you busy, and you didn't think about a whole lot. But when I went to Vietnam, I was either bored or scared.
Okay, well, now we have to record that, because that 100% just picked up the door opening.
Sit down.
And be quiet.
Okay, do it again.
Okay. Did you receive any medals within your career?
I got a Purple Heart, I got a Bronze Star, and all the other medals you get when you go to Vietnam.
Any of them stand out to you?
My Combat Infantryman's Badge.
How'd you get it?
You have to be in combat. Only the infantrymen that have actually been in combat. And it's a rifle that you wear on your chest.
Is that the medal you're most proud of?
I think so.
So what was your most atypical day in your career?
It was actually at night, April the 1st, April Fool's Day. And they pretty much tried to overrun us, but they didn't get that far.
So how would you say you made it through basic training?
How'd I make it through basic training? I had a senior drill instructor that made it not fun, but he made it where you wanted to do something. And so our company won all the medals when we graduated from the battalion. We had the most physical fit, rifle range, IPT, which is individual proficiency test.
Can you answer that again? Because the paratrooper opened the door.
What was the question?
How'd you make it to basic training?
Yeah.
When I was in basic training, I had a senior drill instructor that actually made it not so much fun, but he made it more where you wanted to do things. You wanted to be the number one. And so when we graduated from basic, our company won all the awards in the battalion. That's for marksmanship, PE, which is the physical training, and the IPT, which is the individual proficiency test. And I was the number one in the whole battalion. I had the highest scores and everything.
What were some things he did that made you want to get there?
Sorry, I couldn't hear it.
What were some things the drill instructor did that made you want to do that instead of just having to?
I don't know. I thought it's because he didn't give us a choice. But when you turn around and you think about it, he had a reason behind everything he'd done. He didn't give us time to sit and feel bad for ourselves. It was always doing something.
So each year, the high school puts in a lot of efforts onto this community's veterans. How important do you believe that awareness is for the high school students?
I think awareness of our veterans is very high, because if the people don't understand the history of things, then they'll just do it all over again and make the same mistakes.
Well, me and our audience owe you a very big thank you for your time and for your answers. Thank you so much, Billy Dale.
You're my grandson. I had to do it.
Now, Billy Dale's son, my uncle, and next generation of veteran, Shannon Dale.
So, when, where, and why did you enlist?
When I enlisted, February of 1988. Well, that's actually the day that I went in. I enlisted while I was still in high school. I enlisted out of Cumming, Georgia. And the reason why I enlisted was probably more of a reason that I wanted to find a purpose in life.
What did you do in the Armed Forces?
I was a paratrooper with the 82nd Airborne Division.
Did you enlist to become a paratrooper?
Yes, I did.
So what was it that made you decide to start jumping out of planes for a living?
Well, my father was a veteran, Vietnam, my grandfather, World War II. And being young, it just sounded exciting.
How many jumps have you completed?
I have 19 log jumps. Probably what's called a log jump, that's when they actually record your name, your social security number. But we'd jump 2-3 times in a day, and I'd only log myself down one time, and I'd just grab another parachute so I could jump again.
So you really did enjoy the jumping process?
Absolutely.
What was it like when you very first came home after completing your enlistment?
Different, because regular society doesn't have the level of discipline and structure that the military had.
Did you prefer it with or without that structure?
You'd rather have the structure.
How would you say you really survived boot camp?
Well, boot camp is really just a matter of doing what you're told. You know, learning to do what someone else tells you to do. No questions asked. You just do it.
Did you learn that the very first day, or did it take you time to get into that rhythm?
Oh, the drill sergeants make it real clear right away that you're going to do what you're told. But at some point along the line, you learn just to do it.
Would you say there's anything that you have gained on a personal level from your time in enlistment?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Brotherhood. Love of country. Like I said, a purpose to life.
So to this day, you're still very proud of your decision to enlist?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, thank you so much, Shannon, for coming out and answering our questions for both me and our audiences. We're all very grateful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Despite different experiences and conflicts, we want to give a massive thank you to all of our veterans, past, present, and future. You, our audience, in your opinion, how have veterans changed throughout different time periods and throughout different conflicts?